Hi, this is Val Cavalieri, and you're on Radio Chesapeake News Talk 91.7. So what if the secret to reigniting your relationship or rediscovering yourself wasn't in trying harder, but in learning how to speak from your gut? Today, Noreen Rose and Andrew Kressel from Hands and Heart Healing return for the final installment in our three-part series on their Sense You All Soul program. This time, we're moving past awareness and into action. Welcome, Andrew. Welcome, Noreen.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having us back.
So in your earlier interviews, you talked about awakening awareness and naming what we tolerate. Now we're shifting to how to empower ourselves, correct? What's the biggest misunderstanding people have about that word, empowerment?
Empowerment, it's funny. I think most people forget that they have the power within themselves, and they're a little afraid of their own power.
Yes.
They're so used to giving it away. It's like, oh, wait, I can do this myself. I have all this inner power. So, yes.
It's scary.
It is.
Right. You say midlife can trigger an identity crisis, especially after the kids are grown or careers slow down. What are some of the signs that someone is stuck in that phase?
Well, certainly. There's so many physical changes. There's menopause, manopause.
Man-o-pause.
And emotional challenges after 50.
There's an identity crisis when we do this. There's
really
decades of life experiences. We fell in love. We started a family. We had promising careers.
We got caught up in the school and the work, the family, with the crazy schedules of soccer and getting up early, when we put our own dreams back on the back burner.
Oh, yeah.
And then the kids grown and the career pace has slowed down, and we look in the mirror and we barely recognize ourselves.
So we sit at the table and we're wondering, who are we? How did we get here? And what do we talk about now?
What are some signs that someone is stuck in that phase and ready for change?
Well, you know, it used to be that I'd come home and my wife at the time would go, oh, great, you're home. Let's do things together. Now it's, hey.
The men go into their man cave, the women go into their she shed, and there's very little conversation. That's a major sign right there.
So that metaphor of being greeted at the door, what does that say about the status or the state of a relationship?
Things have gotten stale. We're used to doing things the same way. Sometimes you need a little spice, a little changes, and a little concentration to work on the relationship and work with each other.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about expression. You've said it's not just about what we say, but how we say it. How do we begin to shift from reaction to response?
So I do feel that communication really is key. And it's usually the first thing that stops the relationship. And there are so many ways that we communicate. Sometimes it's just in our tone of voice. Sometimes it's the words. It's actually all of it. Responding versus reaction is a big difference. So you might be washing the dishes and say, I don't understand this. Why can't he put it in the dishwasher? It's 3 centimeters away from the sink. And you might react and start screaming and yelling out of total frustration, as opposed to a response takes a moment to pause. Okay, what is going on here? Why am I reacting this way? What's triggering me about this? Mm. And really taking the focus off of him and bringing it back home to yourself.
Got it.
Even the tone, you said you would throw out the garbage, or hey, you said you threw out the garbage, can make a difference.
Do you mind terribly taking the garbage?
And it always comes down to that.
So for the people pleasers and the yellers, like we were just saying, how do you help each type move toward a more honest and heart-centered communication?
So there's the difference between how men and women do respond.
Mm.
And women tend to have everything all together in their brains. Like everything's just hardwired and connecting and overlapping and reacting mm-hmm. to everything. So for example, what may have triggered you because it was related to the mother-in-law who did this and my father did that and the kids just pissed me off and did that. Everything is just all related.
I don't know. A lot of times men are a lot simpler. Meat and potatoes is fine for some men. We can just work on one activity at a time and just concentrate on that. I know my father used to go out fishing for hours and just cast the fishing lure and cast it. He wouldn't catch anything, but he just liked being in his little nothing box.
I want to talk more about that, but I need to take a quick break. I want to particularly talk about an experience I just had. We'll be right back. And we're back. I'm here with Noreen Rose and Andrew Kressel, and we've been talking about Sense You All Soul Program, which it kind of redefines how we communicate, I guess, really. Right before break, Andrew, you were talking about how men and how women communicate. And I have a friend who feels that women have too many things going on, and, you know, and we can talk to each other and yet do something else and be okay. Whereas men tend to be more logical, more, you know, let me finish this task on
hand. More physical, more mental. Women tend to be a little bit more emotional.
A little bit.
And spiritual.
And that does make a difference as far as our response. There is actually a clinical experiment on how men's brains and women's brains are so different. And because men are in that more mental mindset and women are jumping to conclusions on their emotional set, it takes a while for a man to comprehend and understand what's going on. You might be babbling, talking, spewing out your emotions.
Right.
And the man hasn't even figured out what you're talking about yet. And because he's not responding, most women are like, oh, he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. He's ignoring me. And the women just get more and more frustrated. So she's already 10 miles ahead of the situation.
Andrew, you teach a practice around offers and requests. Can you break that down and give us an example of how someone could try that?
So some training I took taught me about offers and requests. And if you think, a lot of people say give and take in a relationship. But if you think about give and give, that each person is giving, the other person's giving, then you're not expecting something back for what you just did. So you might make an offer. An example of an offer would be, hey, we're sitting on the couch watching the show. Can I rub your feet tonight? And it's okay if she says no, but you're doing the offering. A request could be, hey, can you rub my feet? And you might say no, and that's okay. You have to understand that if you ask something, you're okay with either answer.
Good point.
Acceptance is a large part of that. Accepting the answers, accepting that there's a next.
One of your tools involve mirror work and asking what we desire, fear, or love. Why is that so hard for people, and what does that unlock?
Sometimes it's hard to be accepting of compliments, that you're okay, that you're more than okay, and that you're desired.
Yeah. And what does that mirror
look like? So the mirroring really is, we often don't see what's going on with ourselves until it's being done by someone that we're relating with, hence the importance of relationships. And when we see it on them, it's like, wait, hold on. Why is this happening? And then we realize if we take a moment to pause, we're actually creating this and we're actually mimicking these. We're doing this. So it gives us an opportunity to be aware of ourselves and an opportunity to change things.
If you can say it to yourself, then you can start to believe it. It's kind of like affirmations. But if you can practice saying things with your partner and asking them, for example, what do you love about me? And let them answer and just accept whatever they say. And then, Val, you can ask them again, what do you love about me? Because there must be more than one thing.
Interesting. So both Noreen and Andrew, how do people get involved with your program?
So right now we have the Awakening Academy, which is beginning on May 28th. It's online. And this is where we start. We start with ourselves before anything else. To really reconnect in a relationship, we must first reconnect with ourselves. And this is an intuitive development course to really help you heal mentally and emotionally from the inside out.
And then for couples over 50, ready to reignite the relationship, we offer private and group coaching.
And again, the website is?
Handsandhearthealing.com.
And is there an email where people can get in touch with you?
Handsandhearthealing@gmail.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Noreen Rose. Thank you, Andrew Kressel, and you'll have to come back and tell me some new things once everything kicks off.
Absolutely.
Awesome. This has been Val Cavalieri.